The start of the 2020 school year finds parents, teachers, and administrators questioning, is it safe to head back to school without a vaccine for COVID-19? Researchers at Syracuse University have been researching effective ways air, heating, and cooling systems may play to prevent airborne viruses from spreading. Go inside the Syracuse Center of Excellence with WAER's education and business reporter John Smith for this audio tour.
Probably the most energy-efficient building in the city of Syracuse also has ongoing testing about stopping the spread of airborne diseases. Standing outside of the Center of Excellence, professor and director of the Building Energy and Environmental Systems Laboratory, Jensen Zhang, says the building's HVAC system brings in a high flow of fresh air.
The solution would be to put filtrations in the recirculation pass. So before the recirculated air is mixed with the incoming air, you put the filters there. The HEPA would be ideal, but MERV 13 would do quite well. So I'm going to show you first the system that provides outdoor air and also the recirculation, and then we move to the fifth floor.
Great, I look forward
Is that
to
good?
It.
Yeah. All right.
Let's take a look.
Once we arrive, the large, impressive system has massive silver air ducts.
The outdoor ventilation air, the other one is for recirculated air. The filter in the recirculated air is to minimize the spread of the virus, the spread of pollutants, whether it's virus or something else.
The air ducts deliver air to a floor above and vent out the floor to separate work cubicles with individualized temperature controls.
And with this system, we can set up the conditions so that everyone get their own filter to clean the air, so which can prevent cross-contamination. In the case of coronavirus infection, we can really control that.
We head to the fifth floor to take a look using the stairs, as Professor Zhang suggests to avoid sharing the elevator, a reminder of the sensitivity in tight shared airspaces during these times. So could the same precautions with HVAC systems play a key role in larger shared spaces like classrooms, libraries, and cafeterias in schools? I'm introduced to another researcher and SU alum who tests for cross-contamination of air in a workspace.
For example, in this space, we have the diffuser in each cubicle, so which gives and also individual control for the air supply. So each person in the cubicle can have their own preference on how much air they want, what's the temperature they prefer, and how much fresh air they need. They can adjust the airflow to their cubicle individually based on their own preference.
Meng Kong is a research assistant and professor of the Building Energy and Environmental Systems Laboratory. Work cubicles are strategically spaced with privacy panels and the incoming air from the floor and vented out to the ceiling. The panels are spaced about an inch off the floor.
It could work in schools, like in computer labs. Classroom might be challenging, I think, because there are more students in there, but I think it's still doable. Small, like transparent glass or plastic panels. They can see their professor teaching and also provide some protection to themselves.
He tests for cross-contamination by using CO2 and making sure the main doors to the testing lab are closed.
For example, I can inject the tracer gas from one cubicle and sample the air from the other cubicle to see how much tracer gas I can get from the other cubicle to evaluate what's the cross-contamination.
And some extra help with testing dummy Clyde, who has all kinds of tubes and wires that essentially humanize him.
And he can generate heat, maintain the surface temperature, and also it can breathe and sweat. So it can mimic almost most of the thermal function of the real human body.
Humidity levels in a room is another factor that affects the spread of infections. Jeremy McDonald is a principal with Guth DiConzo Consulting Engineers in Troy, New York, and says research is showing that low relative humidity in a room means that virus particles are more buoyant, causing them to remain airborne longer, leaving humans at risk for longer time periods. He suggests each school building should get an individualized HVAC checkup to assess its air system's handling performance and filtration.
I think if we kind of pivot towards that type of approach, the discussion gets less political and more back to the technical area where it really needs to be, so that we can really be confident if we're recommending to bring our kids back into a certain school that we've really looked at the performance and made sure that the performance is tip-top.
He anticipates an increase in virus cases in the fall and winter in the Northeast when heating systems are turned on and windows are closed, causing indoor humidity to drop significantly. Experts say HVAC systems alone aren't the only safety means to stop the spread of COVID-19. They emphasize masks and social distancing are also necessary. Some schools are preparing to send kids back to school 3 to 5 days a week, while others are starting the school year virtually. Every precaution they take will hopefully lead to the best outcomes. Other research out of the Center of Excellence suggests that the cost of improving ventilation in every classroom could prove to be a barrier, and even the best ventilation can't protect everyone in schools unless students adhere to mask wearing from pre-K to high school and social distancing. John Smith, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.